The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must eat.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on the 16th day of March, 2010. And let us go back to your most important phone calls. We love hearing from you. George in Texas. Hi. Hello, George.
I'm sure he's home.
I don't know, George. You're on the air. George just hung up, didn't he? George, are you there? Okay. Gary in Austin. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah. John.
Yes.
I'm on. Okay. I was wondering, you know, you were talking earlier about the bank, the state banks, and the North Dakota business and how they're running their show up there. I was just wondering if it might be possible to get the fellow that runs that state bank up there, whoever is the comptroller or whatever his title is, and perhaps get an interview with him, maybe even when the Trace Amigos are on, and get some real hard questions to him, you know, concerning the nuts and bolts of that thing. I think it would be extremely interesting and would stimulate, my thought anyway. I mean, I'm for working our way out of this any way we can, you know, and that's a logical place to start.
Well, and if you consider yourself to be part of the state, you'd be working for yourself or working for the state. And you're already paying property taxes. You're paying all kinds of state taxes. Some states, I don't know, here in Texas, we don't have an income tax. But we do have an 8.25% sales tax that they're hinting around that they may try to raise. But if people are borrowing the money for the mortgages and the car loans and this, that, and the other, why not take that interest that is made off of those loans, put it back into the coffers to allow more businesses to borrow money, expand, put people to work, blah, 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 blah. It's pretty.
What do we do, Kim? Do we campaign then? I mean, in a sense, kind of advertise for state banks and try to balance out the federally chartered banks? Is that the idea?
Well, I don't know.
Or to take business away?
Well, Mark, there's no way to balance out the federal banks. I mean, there's no way to do that.
And we can't legally kick them out of the state, right?
Well, we can put up a adversarial environment of competition.
I like that.
Why would you want to keep going and borrowing money from the Federal Reserve for their FRNs when you can get the state banks' currencies and it's less interest and you know where that money's going back to? By the way, it'd make it easier for you to walk across your state and find out who's ever controlling the funds and what they're doing with the money, because the whole idea about this is to roll the money made off the interest right back into the state for future expansion. And if somebody starts to screw the pooch on this deal, well, then they're a little bit closer than, say, trying to run down Ben Bernanke or Tim Geithner. In other words, it's more controllable. So it's not perfect, but it's an interim step.
Would we still be using FRNs, or would it be state-issued currency?
It'd have to be state-issued currency, because the state is not authorized to go. If you look at it at corporations, which the Federal Reserve is, for-profit, private corporation, that would be like you going out and buying a General Motors car and a Ford dealer putting a Ford badge on it. You couldn't do it. It's their property. It would have to be state currencies. And in order to make this thing work, the currencies would have to be on equal par with every other state.
So you need a governor then that's going to stand up and say, no, feds, we're going to use our own currency then.
If not, he can come. He can bring his own tar and feathers and matches to his own, you know, his own barbecue.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Got a break? We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I got my names mixed up there. I didn't refresh my screen. I was calling Mark Jim, wasn't I? Gary, okay. Well, yeah, just keep my screen refreshed. At any rate, Mark in Texas is up next. Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Mark,
you went to find the special.
Mark with no state income tax. Thank you very much. You know how they give out these payday advancements for workers, you know? Well, show me, and we'll give you the loan ahead of time. You know, they've done that also with federal income taxes. Now, let's say if and you were a company in the state of New York, state of Arizona, California, whatever, and you had a multitude of these little loan shark companies out there charging anywhere from 15 to 20-something percent interest on an advance loan for a state income tax. Wouldn't that be just about the best scenario you could ever paint a picture for?
Was that a rhetorical question? Didn't require an answer?
I would love to know how many people are hurting out of this. And if nothing else, it's just desserts. The heck with them.
Don't all jump in there at once, guys. Bob.
Subjective.
It would sure be interesting to find out.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling there's a... And if you got an idiot that owns one of these payday advance places, go down there and try and get in a head loan for your state income tax. You might find out he'll take it. See you later, guys.
Thanks. And the special, Robbie.
Oh, the special. Today we have 20 Frank Roosters, minted between 1899 and 1914. In brilliant uncirculated condition, contains 0.1867 ounces of pure gold, $255. If you order 20 or more, which is $5,100, you will receive a year subscription to the International Forecaster and a fine ceramic mug, courtesy of RBN.
And the number they need to dial in order to make that important order?
1-800-691-7898.
I'm telling you what, I'm serious, guys. You folks out there in retirement hoping that the green shoots are working and people are going back to work and, oh, Ford sales are up 1.8% and isn't all that lovely? Well, I guess I could run businesses like General Motors if I had all those billions of dollars down the old hole and somebody bailed me out. They're still trying to offload GMAC. They can't find any buyers on that one. Hummer, the deal fell through with the Chinese. Even the Chinese won't touch that stinker. If you're sitting there with your fingers crossed, hoping against hope, because you know what you don't want to do. I don't want to give up 30% of my retirement funds. I'm going to need that. When you get to your retirement age, it ain't going to be there. How much more lying and deceiving and stealing and taxing and just outright theft do you need before you take control of your own little stash of cash and run off with it before somebody else does? Because they are going to do exactly that. They're doing it right now. And wait till the inflation hits. Bob, somebody called me the other day and said, you know, I still don't understand this deflationary inflation thing. I said, just look at it this way. Look at Zimbabwe, the Weimar Republic. When they tried to print themselves out of a hole, inflation set in and it ate their lunch and killed their economy. And this economy is on life support right now. So, folks, it goes against your grain. You're always told to play by the rules and put back and save. And you think you're doing that right now. You think that you are. But you better examine your premise and your thought process. Because it ain't going to be there when you need it the most. And when you're too damned old and tired to work. Or you're disabled, or you got medical conditions. Oh, don't worry, Obamacare will come to save nothing. You'll be on a death watch list someplace. Guys, we sit around and we talk about this stuff. To us, it's everyday knowledge. For us, it's not a conspiracy theory. These are hard-driven fact. And we sit around and we talk about this stuff. I was talking to somebody that is a woman representative that will go without mention here in the Missouri State Legislature. I guess the husband sells insurance, and the guy that I was talking to said that she didn't even know that the Federal Reserve was a privately owned corporation. She thought it was federal. She thought it was part of the government. Let me tell you something, folks. You better have higher expectations for your state representatives. Because these are the people, if we have any chance at all, these are the fine, knowledgeable folks with all kinds of answers to all the problems we have. You're going to be relying on these people, and when you tap their shoulder, they're going to go, who, me? I don't know nothing. And they don't. Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Hello, how you doing today?
Hi.
I've got three things to say. I'd like to get them out real quick.
Go ahead.
Bob Chapman there, we're not going to vote anybody out. All the incumbents that got us in this mess, they all won their primaries again. They're going to be back in office. And number two, Iraq is the size of Nevada. Afghanistan is the size of Montana. Those guys are one-to-one with our troops, and our troops have been there for 10 years, and they can't kick butt. And our butts are getting kicked over there. And number three, I want this thing to go hot as soon as possible because we're just dragging it out with all this BS we do every day about what we talk here on the radio. Nothing is going to change. I want this thing to go so hot, so quick, but they're not going to do it. No martial law is going to come around.
Really?
Nothing's going to come around.
Really? Why do you say that?
Why?
Yeah, why?
They're going to drag this out till hell freezes over, John.
Well, it's
they got a great game going here. Why should they change?
Get out your ice skates, my friend. Hell is officially frozen over.
It's not going to go hot. I want it to. And we could move on. We could uncap all of our oil wells. We could get our people back to work. We could get our ports back in business. We could put tariffs on things. We could get rid of the income tax, and we could throw all these bums out if it went hot. But it's not going to go hot.
Jim, you bypassed a most important step here. Meltdown of the country, martial law, people getting shot. You know, and until you go from there to nirvana and trying to fix everything, you only got one little obstacle. United States military, federal minions.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Our military isn't going to turn on us. We have enough now. Sam Kennedy's got that under control. He told you that on his show 4 weeks ago. Our military isn't going to...
You think so?
I know so. And all the foreign troops that they send over here, we outnumber them all a minimum of 100-1. They won't go home.
Let me ask you a question. What percentage of the population, and that include the militia, fell out against and revolted against King George? What was the percentage?
5%.
It was actually less than that. But okay, just say 5%. Now, that's when everybody was equally armed. Okay?
How many people are in Afghanistan? How many troops have we got over there? We got 120,000 troops over there, and there's 120,000 guerrillas, and we can't kick their butt.
Yeah.
We're getting our butts kicked over there.
Mm-hmm.
And all they can do is secure a little green zone in Iraq, and it's 1-to-1 guerrillas for the army over there against all the whole coalition, and we can't do anything over there. We had to bomb them into submission.
In the meantime, Americans are still going to try to live their lives. Their names are going to be on list. And you will be rounded up one by one. And
hey, they ain't rounding me up. Like I said, anybody that drives up in my driveway is going to get it.
Well, and I'm here to tell you, Jim, I'm here to tell you, be careful what you ask for. You just may get it. You ever been in the military? You been in combat?
I was in the Navy.
Yeah, you were
Vietnam.
Okay, you weren't in physical one-to-one combat?
No.
Okay, all right. Yeah, when the blown body parts and the headless corpses and everything and the stink and all that's going on.
Well, it's got to be better than what we're going through right now. This is just slow attrition here.
Well, no. What it is, Jim, is an opportunity for people to get their heads out of their arses.
That ain't never going to happen, John.
Oh, well, just the hell with it. Let's just cash it in and I'll move to communist China. Or maybe I'll go give a big wet kiss to Vladimir Putin.
Hey,
Thanks for your call. I can sit here and do this for a half hour, but I'm not going to. And be careful, Navy boy. You were firing shells at a piece of land, but you were on a little floating ship. But when it comes down to you actually got to take somebody out, or they're there to take you out, we'll see. And you want to get it over with? Go right ahead. We have a window of opportunity here. Not people, look. I the hell with it. I don't even want to go through it. I've said it a million times, and I'm tired of saying it. Gary in Arkansas. Hello, Gary.
How you doing this afternoon, gentlemen?
Yeah, and here's a guy that thinks that Sam Kennedy, not you, sir, but Sam Kennedy's got the solution here. I hate to tell you, he doesn't. All right? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gary.
I wanted to go back and revisit the bankruptcy of 1933. Now, normal bankruptcy, you have to list all your assets, and those are sold off or offset against your debt. In 1933, I don't know the exact figures, but I am quite confident that all the natural resources and land holdings of the United States itself far exceeded the debt. Therefore, there could not have been, from an accounting standpoint, a bankruptcy. Can you hold me over, John?
Yeah, I sure can. Hold on, Gary. Lark, Todd, and others will get to your calls as well. 800-313-9443. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we are back. Gary in Arkansas, go ahead.
Well, but as I said, we weren't bankrupt back in 1933. We're not bankrupt now, but we're going to be there soon. But we could take every pound, every square foot, every barrel of all of our natural resources and add that all up to a certain amount of value. We could issue greenbacks and use natural resources as the backing for that currency, forget about the gold and silver, and tell these feds to take a hike. That should have been done back in 1933. And see what they're doing, John and Robbie and Bob, they are setting off all the natural resources off to the side at no value, apparently. And they're sitting there spinning us down the toilet to the point where the amount of money that we're going to owe these phony things to the feds and all these bank giveaways until that exceeds the natural resources, and they're just going to come in and repossess. So if you were in a house making a mortgage payment and you didn't have enough money to make the payment, but you had all this equity in your house, in your land and whatnot, you should be able to use that to you know, to help your liquid cash flow. So maybe the boys could comment on that one.
Bob, you want to try that one?
Yeah, I think that is a very doable idea.
I do.
And the problem is that a good deal of that is privately owned by corporations, but I think something could be worked out. I don't know what why they haven't done that before.
I do.
Shoot, Bobby.
Well, I mean, we have to go back to Wayne Haig, the rancher in the national debt, who was in a decade-long struggle with the Bureau of Land Management, very well-documented court case. In the discovery he received, and he wrote about it very eloquently, and not many people paid attention to it, but in the discovery process, he found out that the U.S. has already pledged its natural resources as collateral, going back to pay for the various excursions America has been on after these many years. So, yeah, I mean, it's already been done, so there's no more collateral available. That's why we have national parks and monuments. Clinton did the last great grab, which was the Grand Escalante Staircase, which has the world's richest reserves of clean burning coal on the planet. But nobody can touch it because it's now a national monument.
Well, and going back to World War II, Hitler, the gasification, they were taking coal and they were making fuel out of it. So, you know, they've had us in this trick bag. You notice how Washington has been giving lip service as to true energy independence for 40 years? When we're awash in the crude, not only on the United States soil, but off its coast, up in Alaska. We have coal. We have innumerable. I mean, that's...
Well, sure. Look, South Africa did it when the world imposed sanctions on South Africa, in particular crude oil.
Mm-hmm.
They turned their natural resources, thanks to technology developed by an American company called Fluor Corporation, headquartered in Irvine, California. Yeah. They still use it to this very day. There's no question America could become self-sufficient fuel-wise just by converting its vast coal resources to gasoline.
And we know that there's a little problem with that leftover stuff once you burn out the fuel rods in nuclear power plants, but it's non-polluting, at least while it's in operation. Didn't Obama just okay a nuclear power plant?
Yeah, one.
One. And what is France powering their people with over there? How many nuclear reactors do they have? What percentage of power?
I think 80% of their power comes from nuclear.
Yeah. So you don't hear France jumping up and down when there's gas increases. No, because they've got, you know, they can have electric cars over there because they're generating their own stinking electricity. It is all, Bob, can you make sense of this as to why we've not pulled off of this this disease, this thing that we've been entrapped in with foreign resource for fuels? Why haven't they done it?
I think that the oil monopoly is behind that. They don't want to relinquish the power that they have over the oil markets until they have to. And, you know, there's enough oil to last 500 years in the United States, never mind what you could do with coal. And so I think, you know, my idea on that has been they've been saving it. They're using everybody else's oil because they want to have some in the future because they don't know what's going to replace it.
For 40 years, they've been talking about this. We've had our own resources we could have been using technology to do the upgrades and incremental steps. We've got the technology. It's the 21st century. We just have a bunch of robber barons in there still making profit the old way. Well, it's a new day here in America. Oh, and by the way, we can't use that oil and gas because that's going to run amok in the grand plans of Al Gore and his carbon tax and everything else. More taxes. You ready to pay them, folks? Get ready, because they're going to make you, or try to.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Mr. Noel.
Yes, sir.
What about that insurance policy you have for the listeners today?
French roosters. The only other country that I know is national emblem or symbol, it's okay to eat outside of the South African springbok. The French 20-franc gold rooster, minted between 1899 and 1914, contains 0.1867 ounces of pure gold. Brilliant uncirculated condition, $255. If you order 20 or more, you will receive a year subscription to the International Forecaster and a fine ceramic mug. 20 French roosters will run you $5,100. You can call Republic at 1-800-691-7898.
Are you referencing animals on the coins? Is that what you're in reference to?
Well, most countries' animal symbols are protected, like the bald eagle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but in France, you are still allowed to eat their national symbol. And in South Africa, you're still allowed to eat springbok.
So the majority of what is on coins is actually people.
Well, there's been a swing to animals. China has a panda, Australia has a kangaroo, and the kookaburra on its silver coin. But yeah, by and large.
Well, that's great. I remember a movie Charlton Heston was in. Soylent Green is people, so they were eating people. and folks, little-known historical fact, in France, they turned to cannibalism to survive. Ooh, what are we talking about today? Bob?
I'm waiting for some interesting subjects.
Well, why don't you initiate some?
Well, you know, you talked a little while ago about bankruptcy in America being on the edge. There's 19 countries that are either on the edge or in bankruptcy. And I think that down the line here, maybe in the next couple of years, we might see a meeting where everybody devalues their currency and defaults and settles debt. And I think it'll be very traumatic for the world, and I don't see any way that it can be avoided other than continued hyperinflation, which sooner or later has to end. But either way, gold's going to go up. And our experience with inflation, we saw $35 gold go to $850 between 1978 and 81, and this time, just based on inflation as we know it, we're headed for 7,000. And if they go to hyperinflation from here, who knows what the number could be. And the flip side of that is that in the 1930s, gold doubled in value, and homestake went from $30 to $636 a share. So no matter which way you cut it, being in gold and silver-related assets is a place to be.
Well, and Robbie, you've got a story on eaglesup.com with some predictions as to where gold is going to go.
Sure.
This McEwen, and he's been saying this forever, Rob McEwen restated his forecast that gold will hit 2,000 by the end of this year. Remember, folks, we called the floor for gold here at 1,100, and that's where the new floor is. The new norm, but he's saying the gold will hit $2,000 by the end of this year, and longer term, $5,000 an ounce.
Oh, sure. Oh, look, it wouldn't take gold much to get to $2,000. A war with Iran would definitely set it in that direction. And I don't know if Bob's been following the story about a report, always suspicious of these reports. But it was from the Herald, in the Scottish Herald, reporting that large shipment of bunker busters have left California on their way to Diego Garcia in preparation for an attack on Iran.
And that's not the first shipment. Some was sent before, about 6 months ago.
Yeah, they're saying... the cargo included 195 smart bombs, the Blue 110 bombs, and 192 massive 2,000-pound Blue 117 bombs. And when they say the Blue Bomb, BLU, these are bunker busters. And, you know, the rhetoric now is not if or when, it's who's going to do it. Is it going to be Israel that initiates the attack on Iran, or are they going to sit back and let the United States do it?
I don't know. There's a lot of strange stuff going on in between America and Israel right now. Obviously, I'm not believing the conventional wisdom of the mainstream press that it's over, obviously, building of settlements within Israel, because that's been going on for a long time. So I'm not quite sure what this latest tiff is about.
Yeah.
Could be a smokescreen for all we know.
Yeah, it's that ongoing Israeli-Palestinian peace process. How's that working out? Yeah, the
peace.
Yeah, peace. Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, the Palestinians have no land left because the Israelis have taken it all.
No, there's a better word for it than that. It's called stolen.
Stolen. And creating, their own, now there we go. The Israelis that know so much about Holocaust, they know so much about it, they're so good and practiced at it, they're now doing it to the Palestinians. See, they learned by past history. It's a neat little tool. Occupy and kill and destroy. Hey. Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark. How you doing?
Hey, man. Pretty good. How y'all today?
Fair to middling.
Just got out my magnifying glass, was looking at that big letter R with a circle around it next to United States on my census form. I don't know if that's for U.S. Census 2010 in Jeffersonville, Indiana, or is that
a copyright for the corporation?
Yeah, to the bankers or what?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, has anybody yet seen the 1 in 40 households that will get the extended version of the census? Because the census that we got, it's the short version, and they're real interested to know birth date. Whoops, there's a big no-no. But they're heavy into what race lives here, Hispanic, black, white. I thought it was against some federal law to distinguish between colors. But yet they're asking the question, what's your color?
Well, they're demanding it.
Yes. Now, there's a $100 fine if you don't turn the census in. But if you do turn the census in and you put disinformation on it, you got a $500 fine. I, for one, am going to throw my census in the trash can, and I'll take the $100 fine. Let them try to collect it. Just ask Obama to reach into the fund and pay my $100 for me. But no, I'm not going to fill the thing out. I'm not going to do it. I don't care how they threaten and huff and puff to blow my house down, and I don't care how many census workers they send to my house.
They'll send Acorn people.
Acorn? From Mighty Oaks, Acorn. It's a new girl. Yeah, okay. Anything else?
Well, I had several things I wanted to talk about. Of course, I'm a history buff. I was wondering if Robbie knew that Hoover was a Rothschild man, Herbert Hoover.
Oh,
he was a mining engineer, after all.
Sure. Oh, that connection goes deep and long in American history.
And do y'all know that it was good old Teddy Roosevelt, who was, of course, beholden also to the Rothschilds, that after McKinley was assassinated, that created the National Park System, basically as a set-aside for the Bank of England and the royal family, because, of course, they're the true owners of the country, along with the Fed. I wonder if y'all would comment on that.
Well, Richard Nixon did his part as well by creation of the Environmental Protection Agency.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, John, do you think that these elected representatives should be asked to take a test? So we can find out if they're even intelligent?
No, we don't have to. We know the answer to that one. The minority speaker of the House demonstrated that on national television.
Well, what are we going to do when you get this elected representative network set up, John? Are we going to be able to call into radio shows and point out how insolent or ridiculously insane or just plain stupid that these people are, or what?
Well, and I'm going to leave it to the people to decide how they want to handle this. If they want to seek solution, then they'll seek to engage and converse and educate. We're trying to pick the best of the best that are near-quality statesmen, and we'll see what the metal they're made out of. And
I'll be calling in, all right?
There's another way that people might handle this. It might be adversarial. Insult them, call them a bunch of wing nuts, and what the hell are you doing on the air? You know, and here's the problem I'm looking at here, Lark. Like Jim that called in earlier, he's frustrated. He wants to throw down and go to war, so...
Big mistake. They got the command and control of the battlefield.
Well, and that is true, and that's what they're all geared up and waiting for, somebody to start popping off shots and more people to join in, and, yeah, let's declare martial law, and... Yeah.
They got a lot more weapons today than we had back in Vietnam.
What they are not prepared for is a state's movement here for state sovereignty, the restoration of it. The hell with the Federal Reserve, get our own money thing going. Do this in a very linear A, B, C to D fashion, and be in support of these solutions rather than just trying to point the fingers of blame and tearing down somebody that might be there as a representative. I don't know, Lark, do you cast any votes? Do you have any say in politics in Texas, how things are going to be voted on, except to go out there and vote for the guy that's in the seat right now? No.
Well, let's put it this way. I actually went to a Tea Party rally because I thought, well, I need to find out what the hell all this stuff's about. And I was there as an observer. And, of course, there was only one guy holding up a sign. He was carefully controlled. A couple of cops were around him and so forth and so on. The, you know, conservative, quote-unquote, representative from my district got up there and first thing out of his mouth is, I double dare you to cause any BS. And there's like 450 people in the room. So anyway, I was talking to his staffers who are trying to collect people's names and stuff. I don't sign lists anymore, if I can help it. But I asked him if any of them knew what the heck communitarian law was, or what the supremacy of communitarian law clause was on a contract, or what force majeure was on a contract. They didn't know. They said, though, that they had one guy on the staff that could probably answer my questions, but he wasn't there.
And he'll get back to you.
And he was a 24-year-old lawyer with an Israeli name. And I have decided that since then I don't need to have any contact at all with my congressman.
Well, and again, I understand the dilemma that we're in, and this is going to be an attempt to build grassroots behind good people in the states. They're going to be proposing their own legislation, but use them as a spear point to shoot down bad legislation. And this is going to all entail people paying a little bit of attention to what's going on in their own politics, in their own backyard. Like I said before, Lark, it's going to be, do people want their lives back? Are they willing to roll up their sleeves and go to work for it? Because we've allowed politicians to run our entire lives all this time. We think that our patriotic duty is to cast a vote in whatever election cycle, presidential or whatever, and we think that's the end of it. And look what our disassociation from that process has wrought. Absolute and utter destruction. So I'm going to give people a chance. If they want freedom, you know, they're going to have to work to go get it. It's going to be tough to do, but I see no alternative. Do you?
You need to warn them that they're going to have to pass the Lark test.
All right.
All right. Thanks for letting me have time again.
Okay. Appreciate it. Todd in Arkansas. Hello, Todd. Todd.
I wanted to back up with what you said. I've said it for so long. You know, it's the Fed. The Fed needs to go.
Yeah.
You know, if the Fed was to go, there'd be so many problems. Some of them seen, some of them well known, some of them unseen.
Mm-hmm.
That would, some of them faster and some of them slower, would just fade and disappear.
That's right.
It would get rid of loads of laziness. It would just get rid of tons of immorality. You would have lots of churches dry up and go away. I mean, just like earlier you mentioned, all the bullets and bombs and all the blue ones and whatever, all bought with fake money.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the last caller, this congressman's charade, all fake money.
Yeah.
It is such a stinking joke.
Well,
and you know, if the Fed was chiseled off the East Coast and dropped into the ocean, there would be no reason for anything to go hot.
And that's the whole point. We got people that want to play trigger guy that thinks that it's going to be cool to go out there and play shoot 'em up, bang, bang, shooting American citizens. And it's going to be worse than the Civil War, brother against brother, family against family. And out of this particular brand of chaos that they're going to give us, serve us up on a silver platter, as it stands right now, if the states don't step up and start reasserting their proper role in this, we're done anyhow.
Okay, if you take it just by looking at this last caller, he was there as an observer, and here's one of one of the nuts there with a sign. There's two against 450.
Mm-hmm.
If the thing went, well, I wouldn't even say hot. If the thing went lukewarm, you may have some hot spots, but the only ones you're going to have to worry about is your neighbors, your friends, and your family. Because they are stupid. They'd turn on you in a second, thinking they're doing their God a service, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the government wants it to go hot.
Yep.
Well, sure they do. They're just going to stand back and watch these dog eat a dog. You know, I mean, you bet. And
imagine the mainstream media, what a field day they're going to have painting the pictures of these evil Americans that just want peace. They want their lives back. They want honesty in government. They want an honest money on which to exchange. All these right-wing extremist ideas.
Yeah.
Jeez. You know, and the blowback and the reaction that you're getting, look at who is speaking. If you don't recognize them as being a Marxist or a socialist or a fascist or a communist, I don't care, whatever, ist. If you, the majority of people in this country don't even recognize it when they see it.
Exactly.
You know,
Simon Wiesenthal Center came out today with a new report saying that if you question the government, you're a terrorist.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's the takeover, and if you resist, you are you going to be declared mentally ill. You'll be thrown in a gulag, and who knows, you might be executed. But
I just wanted to mention too, we got our 10-question census today, and my wife filled it out. She put 4 and N.A. on the whole thing, so it's in the mail, it's not destroyed, and it's filled out properly.
To the best of your ability.
Yep.
All right, hey, thanks for your call.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, Todd. Harry in California. Californication, what's going on, Harry? He dropped. Well, I didn't refresh my screen. Mike in Ohio, he's there.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I got a few things to say. First, I want to compliment Bob Chapman on one hell of a dynamite newsletter, or whatever you call it. I got an email that says, Bob Chapman, the financial system in America is on the edge of default. And I have never received such a detailed email, I don't think, any time since I've had email. So I just wanted to thank Bob for that. Where it came from, I don't know, but I know that, by golly, I'd like to know where he gets all his information, because he sure has it.
He has his own torture dungeon down there. You'd be amazed.
Yeah, well, only perverts do that, and I'm not one of them, so that leaves me out. The publication, I'm happy you have it, and I encourage people to send it to others, and I must say, and this is a fact, it's probably the most plagiarized publication in the world. And there must be millions of copies that are reprinted illegally. And I know that in Washington, D.C. alone, I think half the people in the district read the thing. And so I'm happy about that. And the reason why is they know exactly where we stand and what we're trying to do, and we are exposing what they are doing on shows like this one here, and it's through the internet, and we're giving them fits, and in fact, I think we have them on the run.
No doubt. You know, I'd also like to say, John, that fellow that called you that wants to, it says, what are you going to give him a what for when they come to his door?
Yeah.
I want to see the look on his face when they pull up across the street with a quad 50.
Or they show up with the venerable SWAT team to do dynamic entry. And
they'll just do the quad 50 deal, and if you don't want to cooperate, they'll take your house down like you did in the Gauntlet. Only thing a lot quicker.
Oh, no, it's
believe me.
It's more impressive when you have 6 or 8 or 10 guys dressed in PazCat and armored up, and you're doing dynamic entry with total option kill. That's more impressive. It scares the hell out of the neighbors.
And the last thing I wanted to mention is that I am really, really uptight about the fact that we are using depleted uranium all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Iraq is poison. For 400 billion years, there's nobody going to be able to live there without getting poisoned from it. And they, I found out they're even using it here on their different ranges.
Yeah. Yeah, wonderful stuff. They, I think they used to, what was it that they used to use, Robbie? Was it tungsten, I think it was, for hardened shells?
Oh,
tungsten, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Tungsten.
Yeah. Now, now it's depleted uranium, and that's got its own set of problems. Hey, Mike, got to run. Appreciate,
all right.
Appreciate your call. By the way, Michael Chuzovdowski spelled this out in the consequence of a March 18th, 2009 Global Research article in which he entitled it Preparing for Civil Unrest in American, in America, rather, legislation to establish internment camps on U.S. military bases, a bill entitled the National Emergency Centers Establishment Act, H.R. 645, was introduced in the U.S. Congress in January. It calls for the establishment of six national emergency centers in major regions in the U.S. to be located on existing military installations. The stated purpose of the National Emergency Centers is to provide temporary housing, medical, and humanitarian assistance to individuals and families dislocated due to an emergency or major disaster. H.R. 645. Folks, I'm in a movie called Camp FEMA. I suggest that you get it and you watch it. Tony in New Jersey. Hello, Tony. We'll make you the last call of the day.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, gentlemen. Good show. I'd like to ask Bob, did you hear about Obama yesterday talking about trade tariffs coming, you know, with the with China, I guess, the whole China thing yesterday? I'd like him to comment on that.
Well, I didn't see it. But it is not unexpected. And, you know, part of the takedown, I think, eventually toward eventual deflation will involve the beginnings of tariffs. And I think that one of the major moving forces is going to be the British. I think that there's a good chance that they will break away from the European Union and start putting tariffs on. Brazil just put a number of them on. Russia has some. Chinese have some, and we have some, and it's gaining in momentum. And I'm not against that. I'm for it. And the reason why is if we put up fair tariffs on goods and services, then the companies that moved their businesses out of the United States to take advantage of lower wages and slave labor, they won't have a good option to stay where they're at. They would be better off being back in the United States. And so I think it's a move in the right direction.
No, absolutely, Bob. I couldn't believe it. I thought he was reading the forecast when I heard it. I heard it on AM radio in New York, and I was totally shocked. Also, Bob, do you think they're going to revalue their currency? The Chinese said that they weren't going to do it now.
No, they're not going to do that. I think down the line we're going to have devaluations all over the place and probably 2 years away, but it's going to happen.
All right, Tony, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Great show.
Bob, we're out of time. French Roosters, folks, 5,100 bucks, 20 of them. You get the International Forecaster for a year, already got it. Amaze and impress your friends or a family member that doesn't have access to it. You get a mug with that deal, an RBN mug, and more importantly, you're going to hold an insurance policy for the future. Call Robbie at 800-691-7898. Thank you, Mr. Robert Chapman.
Well, you're welcome.
And thank you, Robbie Noel.
My pleasure, sir.
And thank all of you for being here today. We'll see you again tomorrow, next Tuesday. Introducing the new Go.